What's up, y'all? It's Jermaine H, listening to Everything Podcast. You know, let's get right into it. You know, I was talking with one of my boys the other day, and he was talking about how parties is now versus how they used to be. And I was like, I was on YouTube, and I was just, you know, just flicking through, looking at parties. As you know, I DJ too from time to time, nothing crazy. And I was like, damn, it's true, man. It's like the party is really separated now versus when we was coming up and going to parties when you had everybody. If you could tell who was a couple, you could tell who liked each other. You could just, you know, you had your peoples who just came together and they group danced with each other versus now it's like all the women here, all the men there. And I'm going to do my thing, you do your thing. Let's just make sure we don't touch each other. It's like, the fuck is going on? It's not even no rubber-dub style or no slow jam. None of this shit. If you hear it, slow jam is a fast jam now. It's like, it's crazy. You like, the whole party scene is fucked up. It's like, my son, he was telling me he going to party. I be looking at him like, you ain't going to have no fun. You might get a 1-2 wine. I remember going to parties and you be dancing the whole night. Like, you be thinking that the inside of the party is hot. Nah, motherfucker, that's you. You done wind on like 30 different women for the night. You know? I mean, that is if you ain't in there with your girl. A lot of parties back then, too, I was with my kid's mom. You know, young and shit. Winding up in the corner and all that foolishness. But, yo, man, this shit was entertaining compared to today. So bad for these kids, yo. And it's like every dance look kind of fruity in a way. It's like, this is what y'all like, and your pants so tight. Like, how you, I don't know. I guess I'm rambling like an old man. But you know, they don't cut a rug like we used to do it. For real. These dances today, like, Billy Rock is all right. If you're like under 20 years old and you're a female, that is, just looks kind of weird seeing a guy do it, especially when he put both arms in there and start looking like he dancing for like a snake mom. I could just swear I hear R. Kelly in the background. It's crazy. What? But I tell you, man, the whole party scene, that shit is nuts. I don't know, maybe it is the age thing, you know. But then I see you have a few old heads who be in the young parties, and you got young cats who be in the old people party. You know, it's a mixture. But it's just, it's not the same. I don't even feel the same. The whole vibe, it seemed like, damn, you couldn't get a dance at times back then. But now it's like, whew, girls would rather dance with their bestie and be on Snapchat the whole night before they give you a wine. For real. You know, everything is meant to change, I guess. Then, you know, some things never change. But what you think is young? Like, a 20-year-old messing with, like, a 30-year-old? You know, vice versa, man, female, on the whole situation. It's like, I think it's more of a judgmental thing when it's a male versus it being a female. Because it's like, if it's an older woman messing with a younger dude, she's just a cougar now. Or a MILF, or, you know, Stella getting her groove back. But if it's a dude, oh my God. Especially after this, what this guy Robert is doing. It's tough. He's made it tough for all of us now to get young pussy. You know, it's like, how old are you? Nah. Your parents know that you're here. They let you hang out and stuff. You can sleep out. Like, you're going to have to interview women like that now. You messing with them. It's like, shit is going to be real critical. It's like martial law with pussy mixed together. It's like, phew. Oh, man. Let motherfuckers ain't think about it. Because I was thinking to myself, I was like, shit. What if this same scenario with R. Kelly? What if it was Mary J. Blige? And she was keeping young niggas in the crib and was telling them they can't eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, real love. No, nigga, get the fuck in there. You can't eat. No more hollerating. You know her song. You know all that good shit. But it'd be none of that. maybe no publicity. Everybody would just be like, Mary J, something like a player. That's it. She'd be doing her dance on stage. Her concerts would be selling out even more. It'd be nothing but motherfucking old chicks there rooting her on. Some, oh, you be fucking all the young niggas. You know, like. But nah. This nigga R. Kelly. I think really what the pressure for him is, especially with the evidence. Nigga, you peeing on little ass girl. Like, if he didn't do that, it would be like, alright. She, nigga, as old as you is, can't knock a nigga for fucking 18-year-old, 19-year-old. Nigga, the Pied Piper of R&B. It's the least you could do is let him fuck some young pussy. You know what I'm saying? That nigga put out some hot joints. You know? Like Bump and Grind Remix? That was my shit back in the day. But let's not get the two twisted, you know? What he do, his personal life, I think has nothing to do with his music career. The man obviously is a musical genius. But, you know, you got might have a bit of a problem as far as, you know, the whole keeping women hostage thing, if that's the case. But I don't see how he keeping them hostage when they have interviews with them going to the salon or going to the supermarket, and they doing shit. They're like, they're not gonna got them chained to the wall and come home and unlock, unpadlock they fucking pussy and be like, all right, who's first? Like, it ain't no shit like that going on. It's just, he probably got to us like, hey, with me, the good life, or you can go back to the regular poor life. Their parents probably still living the poor life and not getting none of that good life. So they like, yo, what the fuck? You not holding us down? And I mean, to some degree, I know, damn, 3 years, you ain't see your kid. You got to be like, is this nigga holding you? Maybe she just don't want to see you motherfuckers. Like, you'd be surprised, especially with young girls, how many of them be dying to get the fuck away from their annoying-ass parents. I should know. I'm an annoying-ass parent. You know? Plus, I got young sisters, and I see how they move. They was like, psh. So. But, yeah, so, you know, that's tough, but shit. Gotta look at it from both sides of the fucking glass, man. Like, I'm sure he probably just going about it maybe a little wrong with these chicks. But I don't think it's nothing where they gotta try to destroy the man's legacy and him getting stopped in his paper. Like, that shit is just wrong, man. Because, first of all, we knew about this motherfucker from years ago. When the fuck that tape came out? That shit was, what, 2002? Some shit like that? And then now y'all come out with this fucking documentary or whatever, and y'all want to sit here and act like, oh, he just started this shit? Like, and the shit that's bad is a lot of the same people who was riding with him, now just to get some clout for them to be remembered again, now they dissing the dude, or they want to act like, oh, I made a mistake. You knew about him. I'm pretty sure you knew. Because everybody knew when that fucking piss DVD came out. Everybody knew what it was. Everybody was like, damn, that's that man. He can't even deny it. Like, that's definitely him. You know, it's like, as my first was hearing about, I was like, maybe it ain't him. And then when I seen the DVD, I was like, shit. You know, but people still been fucking with him after that. You know, and it's like, and I think it's really bad on their behalf for them to just turn their back on them now. Like, shout out and salute to all the people that's keeping it 100. They speaking their piece. Some of them might not completely agree. Like, I don't completely agree with what homeboy, how he move and go about what it is he do. But like I said, it's not enough for us to sit here and shoot the man down and kill his character. Like, and it's, you know what's funny? It don't even be like it's another race or the oppressor like they want to say. It's us. We doing it to our own. Same shit like with OJ. White people was mad, yeah, and all that. But a lot of the jokes, a lot of the finger pointing on him came from his own people. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of drove him to move fucked up and put him in a worse situation. Because obviously he wasn't who he used to be. We all know that. You go through that. He lost his wife, his ex-wife, whatever. And who knows? Maybe a motherfucker didn't do it. I mean, they did say not guilty, right? Right or wrong? You know? This is, you were judged by your, a fucking thing of your peers. And he was found not guilty. So it's like, come on. Get off of the man. And it's the same shit with R. Kelly. Dude was found not guilty. Yeah, I'm sure he probably settled out of court. But how many motherfuckers are guilty of something that they could just settle out of court and it becomes from criminal to becoming about money, you know? You be the judge, you know what I'm saying? Like, that should just sound funny to me all the way around. Same shit with Mike. I don't think that Mike was molesting no kids. I think Mike was a kid himself because he was robbed of his childhood so early because of his talents. I mean, I wish my pops would have whooped my ass in the stardom, but that's another topic, you know? And they use that shit against him because they know who he is and what that could do to his legacy. So what did he do? He took the low road and was like, you know, let me just get out of everybody's way and let me just pay these people off for them to make this shit go away. And this is kind of how they trying to freaking on R. Kelly, because I guarantee you, all of these people that are all in these documentaries, they all grown-ass people. None of them had to go get no psychological evaluation. None of them were fucking calling the cops and saying that he did this. No, it's after the fact now that everybody else is shooting at him, let me start shooting too. You know, that's some sucker shit. Real. This is real sucker shit. I mean, that's my opinion at the end of the day. And I just think it's double standard because if it was in another sense of a woman, if it was a woman doing this, we wouldn't even be talking about it. Straight up, we would not. But you know, that's no here nor there. But I'm just waiting for it to happen. One day something gonna come out and be like, yo, you know, they put some shit in my drink and I woke up. Everybody was fucking riding me. I don't know these bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't wait, for real. And I hope it's somebody who she's still in her prime and she's able to be out there and doing whatever the fuck she is and she's attractive, so we don't have this misconception of, oh, it's, oh, because she's less than, nah. Money is money, beauty is beauty. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, R. Kelly, I think, did a lot of shit because that's just his infatuation and what turns him on. But I don't think the dude is a monster the way they portrayed him out to be. For real. He probably more on some pimp shit. I could believe that. But at the end of the day, nobody's taking shots to Snoop. Bishop Magic Don Juan is in everybody video, commercials, all that. Pimping. You know, all them dudes. And they ain't shooting them down. So it's like, come on. Stop it. But I mean, you know. We'll see. I just think the whole age thing, though, it's a tough one. You know, if you can stay out of that realm and stick to more your age group, try to do that. You know, man. When you get out there and people start looking at you funny, and I mean, that comes with the territory of just being who we are and, you know, being a special person, period. Motherfuckers gonna notice that, but don't make it more on you to where it's like, shit, I got the entire spotlight. And you know, more time that be a motherfucker, you damn near 50, you got a little 20-year-old motherfucker. First thing question they gonna ask, is that your daughter or some shit? But you know, a motherfucker tell from how you move with your daughter, from how you move with something that you smashing. So a lot of times the proof is in the pudding. You know, not to go put my man Cosby out like that, but you know, proof is in the pudding. But anyway, you know, shout out to everybody listening to your boy. It's my first joint. I'm just trying to get my feet wet. You know, in due time, I'm going to have better material, talk about better things. I have people, co-hosts, people who come on and, you know, and just really chop it up with me. And we really go into everything and just, you know, y'all message me too. Let me know what y'all want to talk about. I like talking about everything, man. You know, we could be the nitty gritty, drugs, guns, you know, movies, sports, whatever. Whatever you into, I'm into. You know, as long as there ain't no homo shit. So, other than that, feel free to message your boy, Jermaine H. Shout out to my boy, SR, a.k.a., you know what I'm saying? Y'all might know him out in the podcast world as Clark. You know, he doing his thing. Y'all tune into that, the realness. It's real informative. And I just listen out for the next one. Peace.